Welcome back to Creek Talk. This is Steven.
And I'm Jamie.
And this week, we're recapping Season 5, Episode 8, Hotel New Hampshire. Or is it Hampshire?
Who knows?
Well, it's a hotel that Dawson goes to because he won a top prize of a film contest. I don't know, that Mitch entered him in. And he also loses his virginity in this episode to Jen Lindley.
You did.
It was very natural, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think it was good. I'm happy for him. Finally, he's caught up in the world.
He's caught up. Fucking finally, Dawson. Yeah, I really like their chemistry in this episode a lot, because they've been such good friends to one another, and kind of felt like inevitable, and it didn't feel weird or forced at all.
Yeah, and they had like a conversation afterwards. It wasn't like too awkward. So I'm okay with it. I'm totally okay with them together.
Yeah, I really appreciated that, though, after the conversation when she was like, this is awkward, like, we need to talk about it. And he was just sort of like, it's fine. Like,
let's talk about it. Okay, you want to talk? Let's talk. And he literally sat right down. He was like, let's talk.
But I felt like it didn't matter if they got into a relationship or not at all. I felt like, it just happens. And if we want to, like, be close, we can be close. If not, but I feel like they would still just be friends. You know?
Yeah, I feel like they could. I just personally don't think that I could ever do something like that without some kind of, I don't want to say definition, but like, there has to be clarity. You know what I mean? Okay, so we did this. Is it just, we did this, it was a one-time thing, it doesn't mean anything, we forget it happens and move on? Or like, does this mean something else? Or just like, what is it? You know what I mean? Like that kind of conversation, yeah. I think it needs to happen after something like that, especially if it wasn't discussed beforehand. You know what I mean?
No, I'm the same way. I need clarification on everything. So I would at least need to have a conversation and talk about what we just did.
Exactly. Like, how is this going to affect, you know, how we view each other or whatever? Like,
well,
is it going to happen again? Is it not going to happen again? If it is going to happen again, are you doing it with others? Like, do I need to be concerned about things? You know what I mean? Like, what if emotions get involved? You know, because I don't share. So, like that's what I mean. Like, situations like this would never work for me. Never.
Yeah.
I could never do it.
I don't know if it would work for me or not. I'm very territorial, too. And I hate to say I'm a jealous person, because I don't think I'm a jealous person at all, but I'm just very territorial. Let's just say that. Justin even says that all the time. He goes, you're just like, you really are like a cat. You're just very territorial. But no, I like this episode, and the Pacey and Karen of it all can just go burn in hell. I could care less about the storyline at all.
Did you notice that Karen's apartment is Doug's old apartment?
No, I didn't even. Oh my god, the doors!
Mm-hmm. And when you're inside, you know how Doug had the living room and then the bedroom was like right there?
Yeah.
Same setup. It is, and the kitchen's off to the side. Yeah, it's it's Doug's apartment. They repurposed it. I noticed it. I recognized it right away, dude. Right away.
Oh, wait. Well, do you remember Doug had that big window in his bedroom? That big.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. That's where the bed is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Holy shit. I got
to
go.
You got to pay attention to it, dude. I noticed it. And you know when I recognized it the first time he went there, the last episode? I think it was the last episode. And he gets through the front door and he walks up to the door where her doors are. And I remember when I said, when we saw those Doug episodes, I was like, that's so weird, because it literally just looks like they're in a big house.
Yeah.
And that's just like the office doors, right? Yeah. Or whatever. Like, they're not like real.
Yeah, they don't look like real doors. Yeah.
So it's the same damn doors. When he first went to her place to knock or whatever, like the first time he went there, the doors gave it away. I'm like, no, this is Doug's. And then he walks inside and the setup is the exact same. The bed's in the same place, the giant window, like it's the kitchen's off to the left. It's literally, it's the same fucking apartment.
I didn't even realize that. Oh my God, I have to rewatch it now just for even the bedroom window. But the front doors are exactly the same. The doors going into the apartment
It's
are the
they
same.
didn't change it. They might have maybe changed like some of the furniture inside of it, but
Yeah.
it's the same setup. It's the exact same thing.
They made it less feminine.
Like I don't even I, the couches might even be, I'm trying to remember if the couches are in similar. Now, the couches might be in a different position. I can't remember. But like no, the yeah, the so the couch, you know how like at Doug's the couch was like in front of the door?
Yeah.
Hers was like over here instead of here.
Yeah, like he boxed his living room in once you walk in. It's kind of with, yeah.
The her doorway, her couch was like another. Her couch was like the back of the couch was facing the front of the building, where his was facing towards the hallway.
Right.
Like the back was facing towards the hallway. So like, yeah. So like they moved the furniture around a little bit, but
I didn't even notice that. That's so funny.
yeah, it's the same.
And what about Jack?
Honestly, I would have been more pissed off at Jack than they were, but I guess because he only did it to her roommate as opposed to Joey.
I know.
I mean,
It
I guess because it, I don't know, I still would have been more mad at Jack.
Yeah. If it was to Joe, if he was pimping out Joey, she would have like ripped his face off.
Yeah, it would have been a little bit different. Like, I just would have been more angry, but I think she probably still would have been angry at him if it wasn't for
I'm
Busy being like,
apologizing.
go easy on him, it's okay, you
Yeah.
know.
Well, because I guess she's like she's easy to forgive, I guess, but
Yeah, she's very, yeah, she's definitely got that kind of personality where she's just like, it's fine, it's cool, like she's not bothered really about any of it. She's very good with the flow, and I appreciate her character for being that way because we're so used to like these more structured characters, right? You
yeah.
had Andy who was structured and whatever. So like we're used to more structured. So it's kind of nice to have, you know, this character just kind of breeze in and just be like, it's whatever. You know, what are you doing? Oh, cool. Let's do this. Like she's like a little bit of a wild child, and I kind of love her for it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I liked how she was just
Feel
like, whatever.
yeah, and I feel like the conversation that she had with Jack before Joey walks in, you know what I mean? It probably with the moment she said like go easy on him, it's okay. I guess she I just would have been real pissed off. I'd have been like, who are you? I don't even know you anymore. Who are you?
Yeah, I
So
mean she kind of does say that to him anyway. I also think Jack's like just drinking all the
he is. He's getting shit faced and just getting
He's
sucked into
loving
the frat, man.
the college frat life and he's changing, but he's like, I have to be straight.
The man is losing himself, okay?
Yeah,
He's
exactly.
losing himself in this illusion that he's found himself in.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a straight frat guy now. They wanted me to be in this frat because I'm gay, but technically I'm just a straight guy.
Yeah.
Also, his hair looks terrible. I liked it in the beginning when
Oh
it was
yeah, it's
mullet.
like, does he got like highlights in it or something? It's weird. I don't know what they're doing, but
And the way they cut it, it's so forward in
yeah, it's
his head.
weird.
I don't understand it.
It's weird.
Weird.
I noticed that too. It's a weird hairstyle they're doing on him. I don't know if it's his way of just like blending in with the guys and not looking so. Well, you know what? Even in the beginning, his hair was kind of long. He grew his hair out in the beginning of the season too, and I don't like any of it. Maybe he just needs to go just shave it off. Just chop it off. I don't like any of
No,
it.
he looks good last season. But
Last season, yeah, I'm talking about this season. The beginning of the season, his hair was long towards the back. I don't like it.
I didn't mind that compared to what it looked like last night when I watched it. I thought it looked like shit.
Oh no. It looks terrible now. It looks even worse. We're
Yeah, I
going the
didn't
wrong
like
way
it.
with his hair.
It's
But I
weird.
think a lot of it maybe is to portray that he's kind of like he's losing himself, right?
I don't know.
So he's just kind of he's been drinking a lot. He's not hanging out with his normal friends anymore. He's surrounded by all these dudes who are
He's
just not
probably
the best influences.
He's probably doing coke all the time with his
I'm
frat
pretty sure
buddies.
he gets, I'm wondering, I'm pretty sure he actually struggles with school or something. Like he wasn't, I feel like he has an issue with school, and that's part of the reason why he leaves the fraternity. They think they kick him out.
Oh,
He doesn't,
okay.
because he's not making the grades or some shit, because
That
he's been
sounds about
partying too
right.
much. Yeah, because he's been partying too much or whatever, and he's not making the grades, or he's not going to, I forget, but it was something like that. Because I remember him like leaving and just kind of being like, wow, really? So that's it? And they're like, yeah. He's like, well, brotherhood. And they're like, yeah, but you also need to maintain these things. Like, I'm just, I don't know if the if I'm thinking of another show or if it's the show, but I feel like that's something that
No, it sounds
happens.
very familiar.
Yeah, right?
I
I
think
don't
you're
know.
right. I think you're right, Jamie. I think you're right.
Probably. Somebody listening to us is like, no, Jamie, you're wrong. I wish I could tell you that you're wrong.
You know what I love, Jamie? When
We'll figure it out. Don't worry.
I love when I listen back to an episode and we're like, we're so adamant about what we're talking about, and then I go, we were totally wrong what we were
It's great.
then we talk about it the following week to say it's
All
so funny.
right. They love us, okay? They love us because we can never remember anything, but it's fine.
No, and because we don't take ourselves so fucking seriously.
Oh
That's
yeah, no, nobody got time for that, okay? I don't have
why.
time for that. My life is serious. It's nice to not be serious.
I know. My life is a fucking wreck as it is. I think it's okay to laugh at myself while we're recording a podcast. Oh my God. My life is a fucking shit show. All right. Well, before we get into this episode, Jamie, why don't we do a quick catch up? What's new with you, Jamie? Anything going on with you? Anything brand new in your life that's happening? Anything?
Well, in exactly 3 weeks, I will be on the road
Oh my God.
driving cross country to the West Coast.
I cannot believe it. But
Yeah.
that's not current.
No, you're right. That's my future.
Still, it's still happening though.
Recently, did I have anything recent? I mean, my life is pretty much consumed.
I feel like you watched Friends all weekend. That's what you did.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling too well over the weekend. So I have been binging Friends. I'm somewhere towards the end of season three.
Oh, okay.
I never even know when
Season.
the one season ends and a new season starts.
I can always tell because their hair is always different. Rachel always has different hair.
I noticed that about like the eighth episode into the new season. I'm like, oh, something's changed here.
Well,
I'm wondering
Monica's
what
hair is
it
always changing, but I always can tell by Rachel's hair.
is.
But
Yeah.
season three is a good season to start watching Friends too. Like I always advise start from the beginning of everything, right?
Right.
But I've seen it so many times. When I go back and start watching it again, I always put it on season three for some reason. All that
I
stuff
mean,
with season two with Julie and Ross, I thought that was always so boring.
yeah, I mean,
And the monkey, Marcel.
Marcel. Yeah, I mean, they were together and then they broke up. And that's pretty much where everything is right now. They broke up.
Good episode too.
I like,
Give
I
her a
don't,
break.
yeah. Honestly, though, Ross is a tool.
Oh, I know. He's such a
I would
tool.
never date a Ross ever. Chandler is more my type. I would never, ever date a Ross ever.
I would date a Joey. When I rewatch Friends, I am so attracted to him. Matt LeBlanc, and
Yeah.
I think he's so hot now. Like he really is.
He
He's got
is. He's
all
a very
gray
attractive
hair.
man.
He's like a bear.
You know, he's very attractive. He aged very, very well.
He did.
Have you ever seen him in Lost in Space, the like 98
Oh, like a long
movie
time ago,
when it
yeah.
came out in 98? I love that movie, by the way. And Matt LeBlanc is in it, and he is so fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's really funny. But no, Chandler, he makes me laugh. I think I just need guys in my life that make me laugh. Because I think
Chandler
he's
is funny.
hilarious. Chandler's hilarious. Joey's too dumb. Sorry,
I
Joey.
know.
He's too dumb. Like, I don't think I've ever met anybody like that before. Like, come on, bro, get there, you know? Yeah, but Ross, though, Ross is just, he's the worst kind because he's like super sweet, but he's an idiot too. And he's like, what?
Yeah, he's so whiny.
Oh, all the time, dude. I don't know. Ross would make me crazy. I don't know how Monica put up with him as her brother. Like, I don't know, dude. He's a doofus.
So out of all the characters, who do you relate to the most?
Probably Monica. I don't really know, but probably Monica.
I always say I'm just like Monica. I would say I'm like Monica and Joey because I'm like so OCD about everything and like a neat freak, but I also like sandwiches.
I don't cook. So Monica's got the whole cooking thing going on for her. So she's always baking or cooking or something. But I mean, I feel like Monica's the most normal. I'm not a princess, right? So like, there goes Rachel, and I love Phoebe, but I'm not that out there.
Love Phoebe. She's so funny.
Love Phoebe, but I know she's fantastic.
They're all
but
so
I cool. I can appreciate Phoebe's like her
the bubble she lives in.
Well, not even the bubble, just like her personality and her loyalty to her friends and stuff. You know what I mean? Like when Rachel was dating. Who was she seeing? Was she seeing that French dude or whatever? And he was hitting on Phoebe. He like grabbed her ass or something.
Oh yeah.
Even though everybody was like, "Oh my god, he's so dreamy." Ew. By the way, he was not cute at all. But oh, whatever.
That had to be like an early season.
It was, I think, the last season. I think it was season two.
Yeah.
It was in season two, and I can't remember his name. But you know what I mean. Like, I like the way that Phoebe handles those type of situations because she could have been attracted to him, but like he literally tried to hit on her and she was like, "Oh, no, like I need to tell Rachel, like you need to be aware of this." So I
friend.
Like, I appreciate Phoebe. Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I mean though, but not everybody's like, you know what I mean, like you watch these shows nowadays and it's like, oh, free for all, you know?
I know.
Screw
I can
my
never do
friends.
That ew. Like, ew, what if like one of my best girlfriend's husband tried to get with me? I would be so grossed out. I'd be like, get the fuck off me. That's disgusting.
And I like how close they all are, and I like how they're always visiting each other.
Oh my god, Jamie, don't even get me started. When I watch that show, I get so much like it's not real, but I'm like, why can't I have a rent controlled apartment in New York City that big where all my friends just come over all the time and we hang out? All
yeah,
day
I have
night.
I have my best friends across the hallway, and then the other ones are wherever the hell they're living. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I don't even want to talk to my neighbor.
I know, it's crazy, right? Like, I've never had that many friends at one time, except for in high school. You know, and then after that, my friends got smaller and smaller and smaller.
Weird.
And I just keep the closest ones, and that's pretty much that. But I don't know. I like it, you know. I like Chandler. Chandler is so my favorite. He was when he was in Fool's Russian. Love it. Love him.
I remember that. Was that with Salma Hayek?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh.
I know. You get so surprised when I've never seen some of these movies that you mentioned. I'm like, I don't know why I would even watch that.
I feel like I can relate to it a little bit more because I forget if they were in Nevada or if they're in Arizona, but like there's a lot of like bouncing back and forth between the two states or whatever because the dam is in the movie, like it's yeah, so like they're in that area and I'm like, I can almost relate to this a little bit now because I'm gonna be moving there.
Oh my god.
I'm not even gonna be that far from the dam, so it's cool.
What is the dam again?
The Hoover Dam.
Oh, the Hoover Dam, duh. Yeah, you always see that in movies where wasn't it? No, that was Niagara Falls. I think it's Superman. Niagara Falls. The kid falls down and he saves the kid.
So in Fool's Rush In, when she gets to the state line over the dam, she always throws like a coin. or something. It's like a luck thing. So like you see it. You see the dam. It doesn't look like how I remembered it in the movie when I went there. But I mean,
did you throw a coin for luck?
No.
No. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
That's what she does. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was like a thing that everybody does. I don't know.
I don't think it's a thing that everybody does. No, they don't just pollute the water with coins.
The dam is filled with coins.
The dam's broken? Why? It's clogged. Why is it clogged? All these damn coins.
Well, we can use the money that's in the dam to fix it.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't know how they did it when they did the movie, or if they just like weren't doing construction then. But there is like, when I went, there's like all of these poles and stuff. I don't know. I don't know if it was always there or not, but it looks very different in real life than it did from what I remember in the movie. I kind of want to watch the movie again.
Well, they're not going to have it under construction during a movie where it's like a
I don't know if it's actually under construction or like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, hold on, let me pull up some pictures.
They're like, wait, we're making this movie, so let's make sure that it looks as shitty as possible.
Right? It has to look terrible. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, there are these like scaffolding. What is this? Maybe it's, I'm being dramatic. No, there's all this scaffolding. I don't know what this is for.
Oh, something's wrong with the dam that they're trying to fix it.
Scaffolding everywhere. And then this other stuff is just like phone lines or something. I don't know. Well, but it's also like a no-fly zone. Like you can't like have drones or anything in the area.
So, oh my God, why?
I don't know.
You're about to become
military a president. Shit.
Oh yeah. Area 51, right?
Maybe it was just the angle of the thing, because this looks like it. I mean, it is it.
I don't know. When you go there, you have to find out. Maybe you can record one day from the Hoover Dam.
There's so many people all the time, though. I don't know. There's a lot of people. It's a lot of walking. That'll kill our
audio.
There's so much people. But it's pretty.
Oh, maybe one day I'll make it out there. Who knows?
You should.
So that's all you got?
Yeah, I don't have anything else exciting in my life besides packing and organizing my brain and trying not to overwhelm myself.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I bought a new car.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. So have you driven it since?
No, I still have not driven it because I've been working from home. I have no reason to like go out after work.
Right.
But we need a new car. We needed a new car, and everybody kept telling me to go to this place, the Philadelphia Auto Mall. It's literally just a bunch of like car dealerships lined up against one another near Island Avenue.
And, okay.
So my grandma told me to go to Hertz Rent a Car because that's where my grandparents got their car. And my cousin Tracy said she bought four cars there. So then we get there and it was like quiet as a fucking church in there. Like you could hear a pin drop when you walked in. And so I really thought like I would just go on the lot and start looking at cars. And the guy's like pulling up his inventory, telling me like, this is what we have for sale and everything. And I was like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, did you see anything online before you came? And I was like, no. I was like, I honestly had no idea that's what you had to do. I feel really stupid now. I said, had I known that, I would have done like some research before coming here. I just thought like you would have had the cars out that were for sale.
Yeah, like a normal sales.
Yeah.
Normal thing.
Weird. Yeah. So he brought a Jeep around, which had like 67,000 miles on it. And it was like $19,000. And I said, I'm not buying this. Like, I don't want this. So I called my sister, Bettina, and because they have a Kia. And I said, like, how do you like your Kia? And
right.
Like, we love it. And she said, isn't there a Kia over there? And I said, yeah, we're going to go over to Kia. So we walk over. We were greeted by this girl. This girl, Peaches, who was so sweet, she sat with us the whole day as we were trying to figure out what we wanted. She was getting us like figures and everything, but she had to keep going back to her boss, Randy, who actually came out and was like very, very good. Like he was very helpful. And I said, look, this is what I want to pay a month. This is what I'm willing to put down. I'm not like trying to be car poor. And I said, you know, me and Justin had already talked about like really what we wanted to do. I said, I don't want a sedan. We had a truck. We had like a Volvo. I want to have something in between. And we were looking at those like medium sized sort of like, they're not like really SUVs, but they're like,
the smaller ones.
Yeah. So
you have a hatchback, right? That's what that is.
Yeah.
It's a hatchback. Yeah. That's
so
what
we,
I have.
We got a Kia Soul, and it's big. It's got a big dump on it. What do you call that?
How are the speakers on that big dump on it? What?
The trunk.
A hatch?
I couldn't think of the word.
It's got a big dunk on it, like a padonkadonk. You know, the ass of the car.
Yes.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
It's big, yeah. It's got a big trunk, and the seats go mm-hmm. down in case you wanted to like travel or like move furniture or whatever, something like that. But
yeah,
it drove really nicely, and I don't know, we had the radio on. I mean, it just sounded like normal.
I just remember those commercials when the Kia Soul was first coming out. It was like the hamsters or something in it, and they were always like bopping to some music. And I'm like, I mean, aren't they supposed to be? Or is that not the Soul? What's the one that looks like an ice cube?
Well, this is a newer Soul. He showed us that the older Souls are more boxy.
They look like an ice cube, right?
Kind of, yeah. But this one's okay. More like curved.
Okay.
But, so anyway, we drove it, and I said, yeah, let's get this one. So the girl, Peaches, she was being so sweet, because you know how Justin can be, right? Like, Justin's mm-hmm. very, like, very impatient, and he's very, like, he can be very aggressive, and he gets very, like, bitchy, okay? So Peaches was like, is it what you want, Steven? And I said,
"Oh, I love that."
I go, "Peaches, let me just tell you right now." I was like, "I really appreciate that." I said, "We've been together for almost 17 years." I said, "If he likes it, I love it." I said, "If he loves it, I like it." I said, "If I didn't want it, I wouldn't get it." I was like, "This is just how it is." I said, "I drove it around. I was happy with it. I don't need like a fancy car. I'm not like a car guy. I just need a reliable vehicle, and it's actually a nice car, and it's affordable, and it had hardly any miles on it, Jamie." And after we got out, I said, "Let's just we'll get this."
I love that she at least checked in and wasn't just like, "Oh yeah, another you know."
Yeah,
car sold.
We bonded with her all day. She was so sweet, and
we
followed each other on Instagram and stuff. But she was telling us her life story. We were telling her our life story, and she's so sweet, and she's a Leo.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I know. And then she was bonding with Justin over Greek mythology. It was so weird. So she brought up Persephone, and. A comic that she because I said, "Do you like podcasts?" Because I was like, "I have a podcast," and she was like, "Dawson's Creek, that just opened up a memory." She was like, "I haven't watched the show in forever."
Memory unlocked.
Yeah. And she goes, "I actually listened to a podcast about this comic that I read," or whatever. And I said, "Oh, you should tell Justin about it." I was like, "He likes stuff like that too." So when he came back, she brought it up, and he was like, "Why would you bring that up?" He was like, "That's so weird." And it was like a weird synchronicity that he had about Persephone and his friend Rachel who passed away. Mm-hmm. And he said, "That's so weird." And then so that they were talking about like Greek mythology and stuff. But anyway, got a car and I'm so happy about it. But yeah, mm-hmm. I said, so for the weekends, I really want to start getting used to like getting familiar with driving more around here and driving back to Delco. If I just want to get in the car and go, like I really got to get used to it because I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, Jamie, I told you when we didn't have a vehicle and just having not being able to have our packages delivered here because of our asshole neighbors and having to worry about getting our packages home was just stressing me out. I was like, it's so stupid, but I was like, no, I said, we're going to get a car, and we got a car.
Well, I'm glad because you guys needed a car.
Yeah. And it's a reliable car, and I'm happy about that. But yeah, I advise anybody to go to Kia. They're really great. I mean, the one that we went to, they were amazing. And everybody comes out when you sign for the car. They come out and they make you ring cowbells, and they get on this microphone and they start like announcing what kind of car you got. And all the people come over and they like high five you and fist bump you and stuff.
All kinds of colors.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I hope they don't put this on their website. I was like, this is embarrassing.
They probably will.
But yeah, that was my big weekend. We literally spent like the whole fucking day there. That was the only thing. It took forever for them to like get the paperwork done and everything, but it was worth it.
Well, I'm glad.
Good. I'm glad you're glad.
I'm glad you got what you like wanted, you know.
Yeah, and I sent you pictures of
You did, because I was like, oh my God, is that a Kia? I
it. Oh yeah,
knew
you're
it was.
like, what's the gas per mileage? I was like, I don't fucking know.
How do you not know? You buy a car, you don't even know what this man doesn't even know what kind of miles per gallon he gets on his car. Okay? He
I'm
bought
sure
a
they.
vehicle and didn't check if he gets 22 miles, 30 miles to the gallon. Like, what's your city? What's your highway? He has no clue.
Because it's because I
40,
don't
32,
because it does
35?
because I don't comprehend it.
What's the comprehend?
If he heard it, that's all that
What's to comprehend, Steven?
The
How
stuff
many
that I
miles per
understood.
gallon of gas do you get? If you got a 10-gallon tank car that fits 10 gallons of gas, how many miles are you going to get out of it?
I don't
It's
know.
really, it's important. You need to
Oh.
know. Are you got a gas guzzler? Are you just throwing away money because you only get, 18 miles per gallon? Or you have like a decent car where it's like 39, 40. Like those are really nice ones, like 20, 20,
I'll find
30,
out. I'll find
35,
out.
35 miles per gallon city. Like, I don't know.
I'll find out and I'll let you know.
You
Because
should,
I don't know.
apparently.
I'm sure it was on the car when they sold
Oh, I'm sure it was too.
I was looking at miles and I was looking at years. That's what I was doing. And prices.
Goodness.
They said, I'm not buying a $30,000 car. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But the good thing is it's a 2021 and it's practically brand new. Like that the person who must have sold it to them probably never drove it because it literally has like under 3,000 miles on it. Like that's a brand new car.
Yeah, no, that's excellent.
So
Why did they return it?
no, maybe somebody died and they didn't need the car anymore.
Goodness.
Maybe they just leased it. And they, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, when I got my car, it was, I don't even think it was 3 years old, and it had like really low miles on it, but I found out my car was a fleet vehicle. So it belonged to like a business, and it was like a company car or
Oh.
something. Yeah.
So wait,
So that was cool.
did it affect anything?
No. I've had this car for like almost 6 years now, so.
6 years? Jamie, I feel like you just got it. I remember when you got it.
Yeah, it was 2018,
I guess.
1930. It'll be 6 years this December because that's when
Wow.
I pay it off. That's my last payment. I have like less than 6 months left of payments on this car.
That's crazy.
It's almost paid off. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we both had productive weekends. You watched Friends, I bought a car, and now we're going to discuss Dawson's Creek. Are you ready, Jamie?
I'm born ready.
What are you doing?
I had to maintain my coloring. I have to do something with my mind, my hands. I get antsy. So I'm coloring.
All right.
But yes, let's get started.
All right. So this week we are recapping season 5, episode 8, Hotel New Hampshire. New Hampshire.
Why do you say New Hampshire? That's like Worcestershire, Worcestershire, Worcestershire.
I hate when people always make fun of that, or they go W sauce. I'm like, shut up.
Worcestershire,
So
Worcestershire.
stupid. I hate when people always do that. Episode aired November 28th, 2001, written by Diego Gutierrez. I'm pretty sure I ruined that. And
Sorry, Diego.
directed by Lev L. Spiro. All right, so we open with Pacey and Dawson on Pacey's boat, and they're having like a conversation. They're just like hanging out on the boat, having a conversation. And Pacey's like, "How are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm fine for the most part." And Pacey's like, "For the most part," which I'm going to interpret as meaning that even though you're not going down in flames now, you do have something on your mind. So why don't you just tell me what's on your mind?
Hello, Pacey.
And Dawson's like, "Nothing," which is kind of the problem. I can't really figure out what the hell to do with myself. And he's like, "So you're definitely not going back to USC?" And he says, "No, that I'm definitely sure of." He says that he knows he's making the right decision. But unfortunately, that's all he knows. So Pacey's like, "You need to cut yourself a break because life did just throw you like this huge curveball, Dawson. Like, settle down and figure it out. Like, figure out what you want to do."
Right.
I mean,
There's
shit.
no rush, man.
I went through that with my when my mom died. I mean, I didn't even go back to I didn't even call my job when I was like supposed to go back. They called me and they were like, "Are you coming back?" I was like, "Yeah, I guess so." So Pacey tells him that all he needs is time and he'll be back in the saddle and up to his old tricks before he knows it. And he tells Dawson that he came to the right place because he's talking to the king of directionless himself. And Dawson tells him that he could have gotten away with that burst of self-deprecation last year, but now he seems fairly driven. So Pacey gets up to make a sandwich. Like you hear toast or something, and then he goes and makes a sandwich. And he says, "What can I say? I enjoy the kitchen life and the crass kitchen attitude." And he says it also comes with some grill side drama. And he explains the situation with Karen, but he doesn't really like doesn't
He
really
doesn't
like
go into any
explain it.
detail. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, "There's a girl I like, but there's drama, blah blah blah. It's usual for me," which kind of like made sense why he didn't want to talk about it because, you know, they both dated they have the Joey history.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just happy that they're communicating and that Dawson's even there. So
I know it felt really normal.
it did. It made me happy just to see him there, like leaning on his friend.
So Dawson's like, "Well, do you want to talk about it?" And Pacey says, "No, it's really not that interesting. And you shouldn't be troubling yourself with it, considering everything on your mind lately." And Dawson says, "For what it's worth, the Pacey I know would figure out a way to help the girl, no matter what the drama." And Pacey says, "Is that so?" And Dawson says, "Without a doubt, Pacey."
Without a doubt.
And then we get the opening credits.
Hide
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice bonding moment that they had. So now we're gonna see that, like, when Dawson explains later, like, his friends don't even want to burden him with their problems because they think he's so fragile right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm, yeah, exactly.
So now we cut to Joey and Jen at Graham's. They're in the kitchen studying, and Jen's like, "We need a study break because I'm already dozing off and drooling." And I was like, "Wow, that's like me every day at work."
I need a work break, not a study break.
I know. I was like, "Jesus Christ, like, why am I dozing off?" So Joey's like, "Where's Jack?" And Jen says, "Deep in the world of frat." And then Joey mentions that there's a winter formal that Jack's frat is throwing. Jen says, "Well, it sounds familiar, but all that Greek speak sounds, well, Greek to me." We find out that Jack asked Joey to go because he didn't think of asking Jen. Because they're not
Yeah.
like the best spot right now.
No, they're definitely not.
So he asked Joey to go as his date. Jen says she feels for Joey because watching Jack pretend to be one of the thick-necked brotherhood, it's hard to watch. And Joey's like, "It can't be that bad." Jen tells Joey that she thinks Grams has some medication that can help her through all this. She's like, "Thanks, but I'll manage."
Our typical usual self.
So then Joey asks Jen how's Dawson these days because she hasn't really seen him. And Jen's like, "You're asking me?" And she's like, "Yeah, well, I know that you two hang out all the time, and I just need to know that he's doing all right." And Jen's like, well, he's better. He's seeing a shrink, which is really good for him, but he's gonna be fine. He's gonna be fine, Joey. Our Dawson boy is gonna be fine.
He will be A-okay.
And Joey says, that's exactly what I needed to hear. And she says that she admits that it's been hard for her not being the one to help him through all this. Oh my God, it must be killing her to not
I
be
know.
either. And she says that she thinks she's finally okay with it, which is even harder to admit without feeling like a total jerk. And Jen says, oh, stop it, Joey. You're not a jerk. And Joey says, I couldn't think of a better person to be there for him right now. And she says, I'm really glad that you're here for him. Jen says, thank you.
She's gonna regret that
Wait, so does Joey find out that they slept together? I don't remember. And do they don't fight, right? They don't go backwards, do
later. I
they?
don't think so, but I don't really remember,
Yeah, I don't remember either. I hope
to be
they don't.
honest. I don't know. I know it's gonna come out at some point. It has to. But I don't know how it goes over, like how well it goes over.
I also think Joey needs to maybe like not worry so much that she's not there for him as much as he wants her to be.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have to be. Like, she can be there in a different way, but if I don't think I don't think he is like purposely cutting her out since they've had that conversation in the last episode when he was getting back on the train. But I feel like if Jen's doing something for him that maybe Joey's not doing, just let Jen do it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And she doesn't seem to be bothered by it. She's just like, okay, you're what he wants and what he needs right now, so cool.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
that's what's
I
going
mean,
on.
thank God they're all friends now.
Oh no.
Could you imagine Joey season one?
Yeah, dude, that would be like a nightmare.
My God, she would probably like throw Jen off like a fucking bridge or something.
I don't know if I could ever see Joey getting that violent, but
She's like, "Hey Jen, you want to go for a morning jog?" And then she pushes Jen into like the lake.
do you see Jen doing a morning jog?
Oh right, you're right. All right, so now we cut to the frat, and all the frat bros are sitting around their big living room, and this guy named Polar Bear comes up, and I don't remember him from the other episodes. I'm sure he was in them, I don't know. But Blossom's
No,
not
Polar Bear.
there. Like, Blossom, who I thought was like the main guy, is not there. It doesn't make any sense. He probably had another job that day.
Probably. He had class because, they're supposed to be going to class.
Oh, right. So Polar Bear is trying to get everyone's attention, and he calls them all ladies, and then he says, no offense, Jack. And then Jack just laughs at him. Like, everybody thinks it's hilarious. I was like, that is so rude. Like, I'd be so offended.
Jack doesn't care right now. He's just happy to fit in like a normal dude.
He's like a bra. He's like, I'm at this frat and I'm a bra now. And I'm going to get all you guys some hot chicks that I know that are super easy, which is basically what they do. So they're having this like big formal before their winter break, I guess.
Yeah.
And this guy, Eric, says that, oh no, some Polar Bear is like, Jack, we know you got some like hot piece of ass that you can bring here that's easy. Who are those Worthington chicks that you always talk to? And he's like, I don't know. I might have like something on my sleeve. I might know somebody. And then that Eric guy with the fucking chin pubes is like, I get first dibs on whoever Jack brings.
Chin pubes.
Oh my God, they were disgusting. And he's like, because Jack's always hanging out with this hot girl or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, I was like, isn't Eric gay? Doesn't Eric end up being this like closet case who ends up sleeping with Jack or something?
I can't remember.
I feel like he is. So yeah, so Jack's like, yeah, I know somebody. And that's that scene. They're all just being like frat guys.
Yep.
So now PC's at Karen's house, aka Doug's apartment.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this is when he goes inside the building and he knocks on the French doors. And I don't know why the French doors were not my first like
Giveaway? That was your
location.
first
Yeah.
clue?
Right.
Same doors, same apartment, same.
So he knocks up for Karen. And she answers and he says, look, I know how absurd this is gonna sound, but I'm also aware at how miserable your love life can make you sometimes, and I just can't sit around that kitchen anymore and watch you hurt, especially when I know that I can do something about it. So he asks her out on a date. She's like, Pacey, I can't go out on a date with you. And he says, fine, then use it as an opportunity to compare and contrast. A free trial run of a life without heartache. And she looks at him like she's considering it. And then she's like, you know I can't, Pacey. So he tells her that she needs a break from her relationship. Hell, I need a break from your relationship. And he says that he'll even keep the kinky underwear at home, but it'll be strictly platonic. And then Karen finally agrees. And he goes, you rock, which I thought was so cringy.
A little bit.
Jamie, why does he want to date her so bad?
He liked her in the beginning. That's why he liked her. He liked her before he knew all this drama.
But why would you try to even keep getting involved with a mess like this? It's like so weird to me that he's even putting himself in the equation. I don't understand it.
Because Pacey sees somebody hurting and he thinks he can fix it.
Who is he, Andy?
Pacey's got a little bit of a hero complex if you haven't figured that out.
No, I get that. But I just would not be like, oh, you're sleeping with my boss. Let me see if I can date you and maybe we can sleep together. That's weird to me. It's so weird to me. She clearly is in love with this guy. And she thinks like he's going to divorce his wife for her. And Pacey's like trying to jump in and trying to save her. But like, it's all wrong. It's just all wrong. I don't get it. This is such a weird storyline. And I remember this happening, but I don't remember it being this convoluted. Like, it's so stupid to me. He should have stuck with the rich girl who was buying him lunch all the time. They could have gone somewhere with that. Like, you know, poor little rich girl. While he's the actual poor guy living on her uncle's boat. And she's like, my uncle needs his boat back, Pacey, so now you're homeless. Let me buy you an apartment. And he's like, I can't take that from you. Look, I just read a whole storyline right there.
Oh, gosh.
So now Dawson's at his shrinks with Dr. Weir, and he's telling her how everyone keeps holding things back from him because they're trying to protect him. And he says, everyone looks at me like I'm fragile. Like this fragile, breakable thing instead of just Dawson, the person. And he's like, I know that they mean well, but it just makes it impossible to move on. And she asks him if he's mentioned it to anyone. And he says, no, actually, no, I have not spoken about any of this to any of them.
Nope.
That's why I'm paying you 3 days a week to talk about why I'm not talking to them about it. And
there are these reasons.
She goes, well, what about the film festival? And he gets really quiet and he's like, well, I didn't intend to go. And she says, well, maybe you should and bring one of your estranged friends. And she says, come on, there must be someone you can take. And then Dawson's like smiling. And we do a quick cut to Jen, who's at the radio station giving a song dedication to all the brave souls surviving a heartache. So she's working at the radio station.
Yes.
Which I think she did last week too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because we were like, oh, Jen's at the radio station now. So yeah, Jen's at the radio station. And then we see Nora stop by. Nora was the girl that Charlie was cheating on her with.
Yes.
So Jen's like, you know, Charlie's not here today, but even if he was, it wouldn't matter because I think that time has done its healing thing on me. I think I'm finally over him. And Nora's like, not so much. She finds herself daydreaming about him. And she's like, what do you think about Charlie's latest attempt to woo us back? She's like, with this whole I've changed pitch with the love letters. And Jen's like, love letters? What are you talking about? I don't know anything about this. And she's like, oh my God, Jen, I'm so sorry. I guess he didn't send them to you. She clearly didn't do it on purpose. Like,
no, but, she didn't. She didn't know.
But at that point, you're also kind of like, I don't want to be around you.
Right. I'm done with you, bitch.
I know. Like, I thought we were bonding over, we were trauma bonding over this. And now you're like talking to him about fucking getting, maybe possibly getting back together. And Jen's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. Like, she's being really strong. And then we cut and Jen's sitting on the couch in like a coffee shop with Dawson and she's crying. She's like, I wanted corny love letters. I really like, why didn't Charlie choose me? And she's just like feeling bad about herself. So
I
she's like,
love letters too. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you ever have a boyfriend try to woo you back with love letters?
No.
Or with anything?
No.
Nothing.
No. I never really went backwards. You know what I mean? Like, if we broke up, like, that's it. I'm not playing the game. I don't play the game. So
once you're done, you're done.
Basically, yeah. Like, we broke up for a reason. Obviously, this wasn't working, so.
Well, pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. I went back once, and then it lasted, like, a week. And I'm like, this is why I don't go back.
God. Oh, my God. Was he like, I promise I'll change. And then he just went back and did the same shit.
Well, he broke up with me, or whatever, which is, you know, random. And then... Then, like, the next day, he's like, I think I made a big mistake.
Why did he break up with you?
I never reason.
Oh, my God. Do you think he was, like, talking to somebody else?
I don't know. I don't care.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. So, Jen says she thought he was just cheating on them both on equal ground, but she ended up being the floor. Oh, no. The floozy. She goes, but I just ended up being the floozy. And Dawson's like, floozy? And they just start cracking up laughing. And she's like, that's what I am. And he kisses her on the forehead. And she's like, I'm supposed to be consoling you. And he says, please, it's the least I can do. And it's really helping me a lot. And she's like, I just don't want to be here right now because the thought of running into either one of them makes me want to puke. I was like, I totally understood that. Like, she was bonding with this girl. And now, like, she's not really your friend. Like, she's going against what you two were, like, bonding over, which is so fucked up. I don't know. Like, I would.
Well,
be like,
she is now. If they both were getting those love letters, she probably wouldn't think twice of it. She'd be like, oh.
You're right.
He's sending us both these letters. But now she's like, oh, maybe he's serious. He's only sending them to me. Pretty sure he's only sending them to her because she's the weak link.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the fact that they made Jen cry over this did kind of make me laugh because she is so strong. She was so strong about it. But I wish that they didn't.
I don't even think it's about him. I think it's just about, like, it's not even about him picking her. I mean, it is, but it's more about, like, her own self-esteem. Like, what's so wrong with me that he didn't want me? You know what I mean?
No, but she's so... I feel like she's strong enough to know that she is better than that.
She and it doesn't matter. But Steven, she's still a teenage girl, and this is what happens. Hell, I think like this sometimes. Like, it's just what happens. We're women.
We're women.
We're women. That's all I gotta say.
We're women.
Women. I am woman.
I am woman.
Ah, shit. Anyways, that's my opinion.
So Dawson's like, well, let's get out of here this weekend. And she's like, I'm game. Where do you want to go? And he goes, have you ever heard of Hooksett, New Hampshire? She's like, no. So they're off to the film festival. So, all right, why don't you talk about this scene with Audrey and Joey getting ready for the frat? And Audrey's like being funny in the mirror.
Dude, she was funny. She just pushed Joey out of the way. She's like, you're hogging the mirror. They look so good, though. I really, really, I love both their dresses. They both look very different, but it fits their personality. Like, Joey's was very elegant.
Yeah.
Whereas
Audrey.
Audrey. And it was, look, I'm close, okay? I'm getting there.
Aubrey's my friend.
Yeah. That I know. Their names are very close. Sue me.
No, it's Audrey.
Okay, Steven. But her dress was really pretty too. Like,
Yeah, I thought they both looked
I
great.
think they both look wonderful.
I liked when she pushed Joey out of the way and Joey goes, "Okay, freak."
Like, yeah, Joey, move.
She's getting so annoyed because Audrey's getting annoyed because she doesn't feel comfortable in what she's wearing. But Audrey says that she's extremely excited that Jack called because it's a last minute arrangement with a date with this guy, Eric. And she goes, they can be annoying, but not to mention blind dates can be as dangerous as gator wrestling. It's like, what the fuck is she talking about? But I wrote
I
Jack is
don't.
gross because Jack literally called Audrey to date his friend Eric because he knew that she might like put
But
out.
out. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yes.
I would never do that to any of my friends.
Don't pimp out your friends.
Yeah, it is so nasty. And he's such a creep for doing that.
Don't do that for your friends unless they ask you, okay?
Yeah. If she was like, look, I need to get laid, any hot guys that maybe want to like go fuck?
Right.
And he's like, well, yeah, maybe this guy. And she's like, all right, hook me up. Let's see what happens. Which is totally normal. There's nothing wrong with that. But the fact that he didn't let her know that, like, look.
That's what this guy is into. He doesn't actually want to, like, talk to you.
Right.
She's not stupid. She knows.
Also, what if he was like a predator?
Right.
And he was like real handsy and he like roofied her drink or something like that. That would all be on all on Jack.
Yes.
I would never do that to my friends. It's so gross. So Joey's like, this is just going to be another frat party. Like, she doesn't know why Audrey's getting so excited. And Audrey's like, well, Jack said Eric was really cute, but Joey's just not into any of it. Audrey's like, Joey, we're going on a double date. A little cheer, please. And she's like, okay.
Rah, rah. Oh, not that kind of cheer. Oh, sorry.
So then Jack and Eric show up. They're at the door. And he says, Jack was right. You're a stone fox. I was like, who the fuck says that? That's so weird. He would
Audrey.
just, I would, no, Eric says that to Audrey.
Oh, that's right. He did say something corny like that.
I would have been like, oh, wow, you look really pretty, or like, you look beautiful, or something like charming, not, wow, Jack was right. You're a stone fox.
This guy is not classy. I think we've already established that, though.
He did shave his chin pubes, though, thank God, because they were disgusting.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what he was on, this guy. Hold on, let me look up the actor's name, because he was in a TV show before, and I don't remember where I saw him from, where I know him from. I was like, it had to be like another fucking WB show, because they reuse and recycle all their actors on that network, or they did. All right, let's see who Eric was played by. By the way, Karen Torres is played by Lourdes Benedicto, who I did remember who she was. Eric is played by Ryan Biddle, and he was in, oh, he's in a lot of things. He does like parts in a ton of TV series, but oh, he was in an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Really?
Yeah. And Seventh Heaven and Boy Meets World. And Sweet Valley High. He played Todd Wilkins. Oh my God, that's where I remember him from. You know who also was in Sweet Valley High?
No.
The actress who played Eve, Brittany Daniel. She played one of the twins.
I never watched Sweet Valley High.
I didn't watch it religiously, but I do remember it. That's so funny. They were both on Dawson's Creek. All right, well, you can sleep tonight now.
No, good. I'm glad.
So now we are with Dawson at the Hotel New Hampshire.
What? New Hampshire.
And that's where I guess that's where the film festival is being held, because they suddenly have like a room. I don't even think that they like called for a room or paid for a room. I think they just got this room
I
because
think
he,
it was probably comped for him because he was the winner.
that's it, comps. That's the word, comps.
Comped. Comped.
So the girl behind the desk is like so shocked to see Dawson, and she's like, you're wicked cute, way cuter than the picture. And she sees Jen standing there and she goes, oh, is this your girlfriend? And Jen's like,
They just start laughing.
And then this guy comes up, I guess it's her coworker, and she's like, he goes, "Oh my God, your movie was awesome. The screening was sold out." He tells Dawson that he even beat Oliver, the local celebrity. And they do a cut over to Oliver, who's just like sitting there by himself. And he's played by Jordan Bridges, whose family is like, they're all actors, like Beau Bridges and
Don't know him.
didn't
This should
recognize him?
end in surprise, Steven. I don't know who anybody is.
I know, I don't know why I'm even like shocked.
Me either. You said the same thing when that singer died. You're like, you don't know.
Oh yeah, I told you today Sinead O'Connor died and you're like, who? Like,
Yeah,
you
I'm
don't know who
like,
Sinead O'Connor is?
no, but when you said the song that she sang, I'm like, oh, her, okay. Yeah, no, I don't sit there and just remember everybody's names.
She's like a big name in music.
Sure. I know one song from like the
Think that's
90s or the 80s.
only
It was
song
the
I
80s.
know. That's the only song I
One
know,
song from the
honestly.
80s. So, you know, she can't be that huge.
No, she was pretty big. I always remember.
I know that she was, but she literally had like the one song. It's the only song that we know.
I mean, she had a following, so I don't know.
I know.
So
I know
Jordan
some.
Bridges, his father is Beau Bridges, and his uncle is Jeff Bridges. And Jeff Bridges and Beau Bridges are big actors. Okay? That's all I gotta say.
And then there's the Jefferson Bridges and the Benjamin Bridges.
Oh my God. So the guy who works there says, "I don't know what the big deal is. He kind of looks like the R word." And I was like, "Did he really just say that?"
The R word.
I was like, "They were really saying that back then. That's so crazy."
It wasn't a big deal the way that it is today.
It is really offensive to say now. I said retarded all the time back then.
We
Like,
all did
right?
because in our, it was like, that's just dumb. It's stupid. It's like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, I guess it is offensive, but it's just those, what the, words are the words. We weren't saying it towards like, it was just like another description. I don't know. I
I'm
don't know.
surprised
Yeah, I don't
sometimes
know.
that they keep these things in these episodes, but it's so funny.
I know. So, like, we're not going to change the whole thing.
I
Sorry. We're not going to change the whole thing. We're just going to, you know, put a warning in the front of it now. That's what it is on a lot of like the Disney stuff or whatever. When you open it up, like, I think Aladdin has one. It's like a warning that, you know, there are certain things that are depicted in here that aren't accurate or whatever. Like, there's some kind of a
know.
warning on it.
On a cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's so weird.
I wouldn't be surprised if Mulan is the same way. I don't remember.
I wonder if the
Like,
Little
obviously, we
Mermaid
know it's not fucking real, you know, but, you know.
I
No,
wonder if the Little Mermaid is because she's a mermaid.
I think a lot of it had to do with culture, right? So it's because it was like Aladdin has.
Oh, yeah.
And like I guess it's supposed to be like Saudi Arabia or like, you know, yeah, Arabian Nights, right? So they're supposed to be there. So it's a cultural thing. And then Mulan is Chinese, right? So I guess there were certain things done in the original films that weren't culturally accurate. So they have these warnings instead of changing the film that says, you know, just so you know, some of this depicted in this movie isn't culturally accurate, you know, so you're warned before you watch it. Don't
That's
go
so
biting
funny.
our heads off for it. Stuff like that.
So the girl tells her coworker, she goes, "He's just eccentric, Trevor. God." So Dawson and Jen go find their room, and he's like, "Look, we can turn around and go back home." And she says, "Oh, I don't think so. Besides, we could both use the love. And what better way to spend the weekend than as a girlfriend to the biggest celebrity in town?" So they open the door to their room, and it's like the lover's suite, like the honeymoon suite. There's like hearts everywhere and
Yeah, heart pillows, and there's like a welcome basket and all kinds of goodies.
it's huge.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, the perfect suite to lose your virginity in.
I bet you none of them knew what was going to happen by the end of the night when they walked in that room.
Yeah, he knew something was going to happen at that party when he looked over at her when she walked up to him. He felt her vibe.
Him. Yeah.
And there was just magic in
He
the
was
air.
like, who, Jen? No, she's just my hot fucking friend.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she is. Jen is so, like, I don't know what it is about her. She just carries herself so differently. But yeah. What?
She carries herself differently. She does this weird thing with her legs.
She walks like a duck. She still
It's the
walks
way
like a
she
duck.
waddles. It's the way she waddles. Men go crazy for it.
You haven't done Hey Pretty Girl in a long time. Remember
Hey, pretty girl. I wanna know you. Hey,
that?
pretty girl.
I want to show you.
Yeah.
So now we cut to the frat, and Audrey's like super excited. And one of the guys comes up to Jack and Eric, and he makes a comment about Audrey. And he goes, "Way to deliver. Score, Big Daddy, score." I was like, oh my God. And like they hear him. And Joey goes to Jack, "What was that about?" And he's like, "Oh, nothing. They're just being idiots." And even Audrey sort of like looks like, "What? What was that about?"
Skeptical, yeah.
Score, Big Daddy. Score. That's such a gay thing to say. Score, Big Daddy. So,
Yeah, it was weird to say the
yeah.
least.
These frat guys are such creeps. So Joey tells Jack that Jen should be sharing in this pain and she should call her. And Jack's like, oh no, she's away for the weekend with Dawson. And Joey looks surprised and she's like, huh? What do you mean they're away for the weekend? And she's sort of like, looks around the room for like a second and then she's like, oh, well, I guess I am not gonna be with him this weekend and Jen will be. I guess it's not me. It's
She didn't think about it for
Jen.
too long. She was just like, oh, okay.
No, Joey thought about it the whole night. It bothered her the whole night. It was
I
obvious.
mean, it was obvious.
That's why she got so mad at Jack. She needed to take her anger out on somebody.
Oh, gosh, that is not why.
So now we cut to Pacey and Karen. They're at dinner, and he's got this like lobster bib on him. And I guess they're getting their check, but the waiter comes and takes their plates, and there was still food all on Pacey's plate. I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
Well, his bib was perfectly clean too, but we have to remember it is a show. They didn't actually eat the food, Stephen. It
Don't know. That was not
probably
realistic.
wasn't even real food.
So he goes, so was this good or was this good? Because I saw your face when we walked in this place. She goes, I did not have a face. He goes, I kept this in a public place, so you didn't have the chance to jump me. And she goes, oh, right, because of your lobster bib and everything.
That sexy lobster bid.
So he tells her that she deserves better than being Danny's illicit affair. And he says, a woman as beautiful and as giving as herself deserves someone loving her back just as hard. I was like, what is Karen giving? All she does is give an attitude. She's so rude to him all the time. And he
I
just
know,
like.
we never really got to bond with Karen. It was, she was, the bitch, and then she was like,
The other woman.
yeah, that's pretty much it. She was the bitch. She was the other one. According to Pacey, they had conversations where she was always complaining about her boyfriend or whatever and all this stuff that was going on. So, like, there were these conversations that were happening that we weren't privy to. So, they had some kind of created a bond. The only issue with them creating the bond is we weren't privy to it. And therefore, we had no such connection to her. We had
Right.
no loyalty to this woman at all.
And I don't care about her.
This is what I mean. They didn't give us the opportunity to care about her, so that's how we knew she wasn't going to be like a big character in this show and this season. So we're ready to move on from her, basically.
That's a really great observation.
Oh, thanks.
So, oh, anyway, so he says all that to her, and I don't remember what he said, if she says anything. I didn't write it down, but I don't care.
I don't remember either. I these two, I kind of tune out.
I think she's just getting like a boner for him, kind of, because when we get back to
Well,
the.
I mean, we already know Pacey's like the ultimate feminist, right? He's just all about women. He's
Oh.
very sweet and like caring and in like that kind of way. He's the ultimate women supporter. We know this. So He's just got this hero complex that he, like, complex.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wouldn't want to be with somebody who just is constantly telling me that they did not want to be with me.
But remember also, I think the part of the reason why Pacey may have been so, and I said this before, may have been so drawn to her is because she is emotionally unavailable.
Oh, right.
She's emotionally unavailable. So, like, they're not, he already knows she's not going to get attached to him in that kind of way. So he can dabble in this a little bit and without having to worry about her sticking around for too long, you know?
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't even realize that it's like that for him. That's totally what this is. She's emotionally unavailable. And it was the same chick, same thing with that other girl, that Bond girl from the beginning, who's, you know, daddy's boat or whatever. Like
Her
that other
uncle's
chick.
boat.
Whatever. Daddy, uncle, blood relative, sugar daddy. I don't really care.
What her name was.
I don't know. But it was the same thing.
Oh,
She's not
Melanie.
Yeah, she's not actually, like, emotionally available. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's not, he knows that's not a like a serious relationship. It's not going to be serious. And it's the same thing with this girl. Like,
yeah,
she's totally into this other dude. He just wants to make her feel better. And that's that. But he's like, she's not available, not emotionally. He knows it. She knows it.
We know it.
We all know it.
Karen definitely knows it. Danny knows it.
Mm-hmm.
All the waiters at the restaurant know it.
Yep, everybody knows it. So I don't think Pacey's really thinking about that right now. He's not looking for a lifetime relationship with this chick. He's just looking to make her feel better.
With his penis.
Yep.
So now we cut to Dawson and Jen. They're coming out of Oliver's film, and it's called Smoke, Crack, and Worship Satan. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that.
I don't even know what it was about.
Nope.
So
but it was
Dawson,
really good, apparently.
Yeah, they're like, that was a really good movie. And he doesn't understand how he got top prize over that. And Jen's like, look, you need to stop. She says, the people of this town are perfectly nice, and you blaming them for bad taste is obviously just a way to undermine your own artistic abilities. And she's wearing, like, eyeliner and this, like, top hat.
She looks super cute.
And she got, like, a scarf. Like, a kind of scarf.
I really like those hats, though. My sister wears them, and she looks so cute in them.
Is there a name for them?
I forget what they're called, but they're really pretty.
They look good on her.
Yeah, they look good on my sister, too.
So she's like, you're a tremendous talent, Dawson. And they kind of flirt a little bit. And she's like, you know, she's like, don't make me break up with you. Like, you're the talk of the town. Oliver comes over to talk to Dawson, and he tells him that his film better be really good because he's won the top prize 3 years in a row, and he doesn't want to get usurped by a Hollywood slickster. And he looks over at Jen and he says, and you're really pretty. And then he runs off. And Jen's like, I'm not going to argue with him. It was funny. So now Pacey's walking Karen home, and he's like, no after dinner smoke. I was like, don't remind her to smoke. That's disgusting. And she says that she tends to smoke when she's nervous or severely annoyed. And she clearly isn't right now. And he starts complimenting her. And she's like, let's not ruin the night, Pacey. And so he does it even more. Like, he doesn't quit at all. And she's like, you know, I had a good time. And he goes to kiss her on the cheek, and she turns and kisses him in the mouth. And that ends up being hot and heavy, and they end up in the apartment, and they're ripping each other's clothes off on the couch, and before you know it, they had sex, which
yes.
is crazy. We cut to a really sweet scene where everybody just finished watching Dawson's film, and I guess the guy who, like, is in charge of the film festival, I don't know what you would even call him. He gets up and he announces that he was moved by such a talented filmmaker, but he was equally moved by a letter that accompanied the film submission, because it was a letter from Mitch telling them that they could not ignore his son's work. So he says it was a letter from Dawson's father letting us know we couldn't ignore his work.
Right.
So Dawson's sort of like taken aback by this, because he didn't know that his dad like wrote a letter.
Also wrote a letter. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jen looks over and she like reaches over and holds his hand, or they like hold hands for like support. And the guy's still talking and he says that he put the film in his VCR and after 5 minutes, he knew Mitch Leary was right. And he calls Dawson up on stage and Dawson looks really panicked. And Jen's like, no, it's okay, Dawson. You can do this, Dawson. You can do this. You can go up there and talk, Dawson. It's totally fine. And Dawson goes up there and he says, I don't know what to say. My dad loved movies. He loved watching them. He started taking me to the movies at a very early age, and I loved it. He'd take me to the movies, and then we'd talk about it, and thank God he did, because there's no way I'd be here right now if he didn't. So I dedicate this film to my dad, and he's going to think of his dad every time he sees the award, every time he walks by it, when he sees it at night or something. And
every time he looks at it, he'll think of his dad.
Yeah. And he goes, and I also want to give a very special thank you to my girlfriend, Jen Lindley. And Oliver like cuts a look at her like it was cute. So he was like able to like get over that, you know, fear, yeah. I guess, because he was been so panicked and having panic attacks. So him getting up there was like kind of like a big step.
It was. And honestly, it's nice to see him more relaxed. You know what I mean? Like, he hasn't really been relaxed. He's been in overdrive.
I mean, it probably gave him some kind of boost of like serotonin at least, because the whole town was like rooting for him and saying how much they love this film. So, I mean, that could have like helped too. So now we cut back to Eric, and Eric and Audrey are sitting together on this bench outside, and he's talking about lifting weights or something, and she's so bored. And he goes in to get another drink, and Jack's standing at the bar. And I was like, why would she trust him to get a drink? Like, what if he like put something in her drink?
Yeah. I mean, unless she's already like, I'm not going to drink it, even if you get it for me. But
yeah, but it's a TV show. I guess we're not supposed to assume that that's going to happen.
Right. It's not that kind of TV show, at least.
Yeah. So Eric is complaining to Jack that Audrey's a prude. And Jack says, the last thing Audrey is a prude, Eric. Like, just give her a little bit. She'll put out, I promise. Like, calm down, Eric. And just then Joey walks up and hears. And he turns around and he sees her. And he's like, oh, shit. And she gives this look like, who the fuck are you? She walks away.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so disgusting. But he looked drunk. He looked a little buzzed.
He always does, though. He just doesn't look like he's been partying way too hard. And just, I don't know. I don't like this Jack. I'm ready for this Jack to grow up.
I know. He broke up with Toxic Toby. Now he's toxic himself. He's pimping out his friends. He's being an asshole. Like,
yeah. We don't really like Jack right now.
Now we cut to Karen and Pacey, and they finished making love because she's smoking. So I'm assuming she's nervous and stressed out now.
That's the other thing. Pacey, like before, she's like, oh, I only smoke when I'm like nervous or, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, well, that's good. I'm not making you nervous. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what guys like are supposed to want to be able to do, is kind of, you know, make the girl a little nervous, a little excited. She really was that comfortable with you. It's probably not gonna go the way you think it's gonna go. Like, anytime I was like when I first met like Chris, mm-hmm. like in person, totally nervous, dude.
Were you really?
Nervous. Yeah.
Why were you nervous?
Ooh, excited. I think it was more excitement than nerves, but it's all the same.
I would be like excited, especially since you were talking every single day and you like, yeah, like FaceTimed them and stuff.
Yeah, we did, but it's like, oh my gosh, I actually get to see you in person. It's different. I don't know. I was excited.
Exciting. Dun, 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 dun. It's so exciting to me. Yeah,
it was exciting. Like, oh my god, you're like a real person. I could touch you. There you are.
And then you grab his dick.
No, that came later. No, just kidding.
But I'm both. So Pacey comes in, she looks irritated, and he says, look, I know this is complicated, but we can figure it out. And she goes, this doesn't change anything, Pacey. This doesn't mean we're in a relationship. And he's like, I know that, Karen. Like, I'm not a fucking idiot. And she's like, why did you have to start all of this? And he says, you kissed me. And she goes, you're not worth what I'm risking. And he's like, so then why did you do it? And then he goes, did you sleep with me to get back at Brecker? And she goes, it's not that simple, Pacey. And he goes, oh, it is. And then he gets up and leaves. I was like, Pacey, you couldn't have thought this was going to go like in your favor. Like, she.
That's what I mean. Why is he so surprised? I don't know.
He should have just been like, I can't have sex with you. Like, I don't. He shouldn't have leaned in to kiss her. That's what he should have done. But
yeah.
He was so irresistible to her. She couldn't resist.
He's just treated her nicely for one afternoon, and she was just like, oh, okay.
It made her even more wet. That's what happens. She was like, oh my God, this is how a woman's supposed to be treated? Jesus Christ.
But I'm still in love with my boss who's married.
I know. God, women are so fucking stupid.
Preach sometimes, yeah.
God, why are women like the more inferior species? Fucking
slow your roll. I don't know about that. Let's see you grow a human being and push it out of your vagina and see who's.
Let's see you do that, Jamie. Let's see you do that.
One day you just might.
Well, one day I just might, okay? Because that's where this is going right now.
Yeah, okay. Your DNA will not allow it, sir.
Well, we'll see about that. So Oliver's telling Dawson how good he is. He's like, you know, you're not half the goon I thought you were. And Dawson's like, oh, I'm not some Hollywood slickster. And he's like, so are you going to USC still? And he's like, how's USC? And he's like, actually, I quit. He's like, you know, I go to school in Boston. So, like, Oliver recommends this school that he goes to in Boston because he's like, it's for, like, freaks and weirdos and stuff like that.
Freaks and weirdos.
Yeah, he's
my
like,
type of school, man.
He goes, you'll fit in really well. So, Oliver mentions that Dawson's girlfriend's coming over.
You all right?
Yeah, my eyes are just getting itchy. I'm getting tired.
Me too. It's my bedtime.
I know, we started so late, Jamie.
I know, it's because we talk.
I know. God, why do two friends talk as much as we do? God,
I know, right? What the fuck is wrong with us? It's
fucked up.
We talk too much.
You talk too much, and you never shut up. So Oliver's like, your girlfriend's coming back over. And that's when Dawson turns around before he says anything. Like, she's not my girlfriend. He looks over and it's like he's seeing Jen for the first time. First time. So Oliver is like awkward again with Jen, but they have like small talk. And he's like, you're still really pretty. And then he leaves. But Oliver's not as awkward as the guy at the hotel thought. Like, made him out to be, because he's actually having like a conversation.
I feel like he was a little awkward at first, but like the more that he like kind of talks to Dawson or whatever, the less awkward he became. I mean, he's a little weird when he just kind of, the only thing he can say to Jen is, you're pretty. But I mean, the fact that he even says it is still impressive, because there's a lot of guys that still can't even spit those words out, you know what I mean? So
I know.
At least he says it, even though he says it and kind of runs. He still says it.
I don't know. I always tell a girl that I think they're pretty.
Yeah, but you don't have fear of rejection from it.
Well, yeah, that's true. I have a fear sometimes of sounding like a creep. Like, if a girl takes it offensively, because that might happen.
Has that ever happened before?
There's been like times where I've said it, and it's like, I probably shouldn't have said that, because maybe they like took it the wrong way, but...
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. People are weird, Jamie.
How could you take it the wrong way? If somebody says that you're pretty, how do you take that the wrong way? I don't even...
Like it's being too forward.
Huh?
Like it's being too forward. I don't know. Like it's different to say... It's different to say like, oh, that dress is really pretty on you. Or like, as opposed to saying, you're so pretty. You know what I mean?
I guess.
But
I don't know.
I just try to watch what I say anymore. Don't want to offend anybody. So now Joey's mad at Jack. And she says, where do you get off talking about Audrey like that? And he's like, it's not a big deal. It's stupid, harmless fun. You used to talk about her like that too. And Joey says, that was before I knew her. And she says, what happened to you? When did you turn into such a jerk? And he says, you don't understand. And she says, I don't understand. All I do is understand. Ever since Little Miss Hiley showed up, you haven't said one word to me. Remember the pilot?
Yeah. I love Jen's hair, though. Her hair is pretty in this episode, too. Now that we're talking about Miss Highlights.
But yeah, Joey says, I don't understand. That's because you never cared to explain. It's like you just couldn't wait for the moment we got to Boston so you could just drop us and just get new friends. And Jack's like, that's not true. I feel at home here. I feel like I can finally live my life without constantly worrying about someone else's. I was like, wow, Jack, that was mean. Unless he was talking about his own families, which in that case, I agree with him.
I think he was talking about his own family. I don't think he was talking about his friends so much.
Yeah. She goes, oh, really? Because it looks like you're just hiding. Because it's easier to just be another one of the meatheads. And Jack gets offended and he says, you don't even know them. And I was like, Jack,
he's like,
either.
Meathead? Yeah, no, Jack, you don't know them either.
And she says, well, I don't really want to know them since they're all wannabe pimps. And he tells her, whenever something doesn't meet your standards of righteousness, you write it off like it's the worst thing on earth. And she says, standard of righteousness? Try common decency and respect. And he says, Joey, look around. Nobody's forcing anyone to be here. And she goes, yeah, that's true. No one's forcing me to be here. And then she leaves. I was like, I totally related to that standard of righteousness bullshit that he said to her, because I've had somebody say it to me before. And I was just like, go fuck yourself, because that's not how I think. Okay. It's not right. Even like that.
What kind of bothered me a little bit with this is she left. And I mean, we don't really know. Anything could have happened. But did she just leave? Or did she go and tell Aubrey she was leaving? Like, or Audrey? Damn it, I did it again.
Audrey?
Audrey, you know what I mean? Like, I knowing, especially after hearing that, I definitely would have gone and been like, hey, Audrey, this is what's going on. This is what they're expecting. I'm pissed off, so I'm leaving. Do you want to come? You know what I mean? Just be like, you know.
I'm sure she grabbed her and they left.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. We really don't know what happened. We just see her leave. And then the next thing, you know, it's the morning and, you know, Jack is there. So we don't really know. But I would hope that she would have at least, you know, girl-coded that and went and got her.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably was just like, Eric's not a good guy, so let's just go.
Oh, he's just trying to get in your pants. Are right. You into it? Well, let's go.
So now we see Dawson in bed and Jen comes out of the bedroom. She's in her pink pajamas with whatever.
Those pajamas, by the way, were like super cute. I want them.
They kind of reminded me of Joey's cloud pajamas. Like, that must have been the thing back then.
Yeah, but I want these ones. They're way cuter than the cloud pajamas. I had the cloud pajamas. I don't want the cloud pajamas. I want those pajamas.
I don't want the cloud pajamas. So she's like, what are you thinking about? And he says, my dad, but in a good way. In a really good way. Just standing up there talking about him. It was so nice to remember him. And for the first time, I was able to appreciate him without feeling guilty. Without feeling like I let him down. I don't want to jinx anything, but dare I say I'm happy? And she reaches over and she like squeezes his leg. She goes, you deserve it. She's like talking really like low too. She's just like, you deserve it. You deserve it, Dawson. And he says, I have you to thank in a big way. He says, you managed to find a way to be there for me in such a big way. And she says, well, it's the least I could do for the guy who restores my faith in the opposite sex. And she said that to him before.
Yeah, she has.
And he says, how do I do that? And she says, because when it didn't work out between us all those years ago, you still managed to give me a place in your heart. And he says, and why didn't it work out between us? And she goes, you were in love with Joey. And he goes, no, that's too easy. I seem to recall you broke up with me. And she says, yeah, and I quickly saw the error of my ways and proceeded to hurl myself at you in a very embarrassing fashion. And he goes, yeah, you did. And I fully admit that I enjoyed it. You were the first girl to rip my heart out, Temple of Doom style. And he says, I know the reason why it never worked out between us. You were never physically attracted to me. And she goes, is that what you think? And he says, I think you thought I was safe. So then she gets up and she leans over and she starts kissing him. And then they make passionate, sweet love.
Sweet monkey love.
On silk sheets.
Yeah, right?
So yeah, so it goes to a commercial and then we come back and they're laying in bed together and she's like sitting up looking at him as he's like waking up. And he goes, so that's what everyone's talking about? She goes, that's it. And he says, it wasn't what I imagined. Everyone always told me that your first time is never as good as you imagine it to be. He goes, that was every bit the fantasy. And he goes, and you were. She goes, we were.
Oh boy.
I've never said that to a partner. I've no, like, if we're having sex, I'm like, oh yeah, you were so hot. Not like, we were so hot. Like,
I'm like trying to remember what kind of conversation I might have had afterwards, but I don't.
I remember exactly the conversation I had after I lost my virginity. And
I definitely don't remember that.
It's 11/11, make a wish. It's the time I was born.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I was born at 12:26 p.m.
Not 11/11.
No. All right.
So he says, you're right. We were great. We were great. So they just lay together and they like kind of like fall asleep. So now Pacey goes in the quit to Danny and he goes, is this about Karen? And he says, you know, things have gotten complicated and I never meant for this to happen. And Danny says, yeah, you did. There's no need to lie about it. And Pacey says, you're telling me that? The guy who's cheating on his wife who put me in the middle of it? Did you ever stop to think about Karen? And Danny says, more than you'll ever know, kid. And Pacey's like, I still quit. But he's like, fine. Karen beat you to it. It's what she wanted. And he does apologize to Pacey for putting him in the middle of things and borrowing his boat and being a fucking dirtbag. And he says, I'm sorry your image of me has been shattered. I never said I was perfect. That's just the way things are sometimes. And he tells Pacey that the job is still his if he wants it. But Pacey just leaves. This is when Joey walks in on Jack on his knees apologizing to Audrey. And Audrey's like, over it already. She's like, be easy on him, Joey. He's got a lot of apologizing to do to me. Making up to. It was such an easy way to fix the problem to me.
Yeah.
Like, because we didn't even hear what he said to her. But I guess it only mattered because Joey is the one that confronted Jack. I don't know.
Right. And obviously she's aware of it, you know what I mean? Because the way that she accepted the apology and whatever.
Right. So Jack tells Joey that there isn't much he can say to defend the way he acted. And he says it's hard bouncing things out sometimes, meeting new friends and trying to bring them together with the old. And Joey says,
yeah, but he wasn't really trying to bring them together with the old. He was literally throwing the new ones. He was throwing the new female ones to the new guy ones and be like, here, bone, she's easy. Like, that's just not, I don't agree with whatever he just said. That was a bunch of bullshit.
So Joey says, it probably doesn't help when the old friends are quick to judge something that they know nothing about.
Whatever, Joey. You were right.
I know. Like, he was such a fucking creep, Joey. Like, just stand your ground.
Yeah. You were right. He was wrong in this entire situation.
Well, Jack says, actually, that's what you need sometimes to keep from being such an ass. Mm. And she basically says that, if a fraternity is what you need, then we need to learn to accept that. And he says he needs to learn to be less extreme about it, which means, yeah, Jack, like,
stop pimping your friends out. This isn't Pimp My Ride.
And stop becoming an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah, that too. And for God's sake, man, do something with your hair.
Seriously. So Pacey's leaving Civilization, the restaurant, and he sees Karen sitting on a bench outside. She apologizes because this lady's always apologizing for everything to Pacey. Like, every single thing she apologizes for her, for him, to him. And she's like, I don't regret it. Not a single second. But you forced me to make a decision that I should have made a long time ago. And he's like, well, why don't you give it a chance? You don't have to leave. And she says, oh, but I do. And she says, and I have you to thank for that. He ran her out of town. She says, you called me out on a lot of stuff that needs fixing, and nobody can save you but yourself. And he says, I probably would have tried anyway. She goes, I know. And then a cab pulls up, and she tells him to stick with Danny. He's not such a bad guy. Plus, he's got a soft spot for you, Pacey. And she's like, and you're good in there. And then they hug, and she leaves. And I was like, why is she leaving town? Like, she could have just quit her job and found another.
He has to give Dougie back his apartment.
Oh, right. He's subleasing, right?
Doug needs his apartment back.
It's so ridiculous. I was like, we'll never see Karen Torres ever again.
Nope. She blew in like the wind.
And she was gone just as fast.
Yeah.
So now we see Dawson and Jen packing up to leave. And she's like, Dawson, this is awkward. We need to talk. She goes, there's just too much at stake to let it all slide. And he's like, all right, well, let's talk. And she says one part of her wishes that last night could just be a beautiful memory. And the other part knows that sex changes everything. I just don't want to lose our friendship. And he goes, okay, you're not going to lose our friendship. And yeah, sex changes everything, but who says it has to be for the worst? He says, all I know is that it happened last night and it felt right. And if sex changes everything, I say, bring it on. I'm ready to explore that. And she goes, I'm in. And she goes, I wish that we didn't have to leave. And he says, okay, then we stay. And then he dumps out all his clothes on the dirty hotel floor room. He goes, at least for a couple of days. After all, this is the honeymoon suite, right? And she goes, and I am your girlfriend. And then she leans in and they kiss. And we get the end credits. That's the end of the episode. Next week we get episode 9, 4 Scary Stories.
Ooh.
I'm so confused why a Halloween episode is on in, it's going to be on in December. Like, I know they started late, or they started in October, but they talk about in this episode that they're taking a winter break, but they're having a Halloween episode. I'm confused.
I guess it's not so much of a break.
Unless they, I don't fucking know. I got confused when I saw that. Four Scary Stories should have aired way like long ago, like weeks ago. But I guess that they were doing the whole Mitch storyline to, they didn't have time to put it in.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway. All right, Jamie, final thoughts on that episode? Did you love it?
I liked it. It was good. I'm glad that we got a little bit of closure with the whole thing with Karen. Yeah, that's hopefully done now. And I would have been a little bit more angry at Jack. They're a little too nice about it, but it's fine. They're all happy now, so cool. And I'm very curious because I really don't remember this whole thing with Dawson and Jen again. I mean, I know that they did it, but I don't remember the relationship really like lasting with them together. So I don't really remember it. So I'm kind of curious to see how this is gonna go.
Yeah, I agree. I actually really liked this episode. I thought it was an easy watch. I really did enjoy the Jen and Dawson of it all. I'm so happy that Karen Torres is done. And I kind of hope that they focus more on Pacey trying to
find a new job.
Well, I think he stays at the restaurant a little longer, but I hope that they sort of like give us more focus on his relationship with Danny and as a mentor, because I don't think it's like necessarily like a reason for them to stop talking to each other. I don't know. Maybe that's weird for people because he did sleep with his
mistress.
Mistress, yeah. But yeah, I don't know, we'll see. And Joey was the like C plot this episode, which is kind of nice.
We'll give Joey a break.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to watch next week. It's sort of like the Scare episode and the Blair Witch episode that we saw in season 3. And I don't think season 4 had a scary episode, so
I'm all about Halloween season. Let's bring on the...
My gosh. Jimmy.
Bring on the trick-or-treat. Dude, my eyes are watering. Like, that's how tired I am. Like, I'm tearing up.
Well, I
Thank
have to tell
you for
you,
trying.
I have to tell you, I lit a harvest apple or apple harvest, whatever candle.
Doesn't it smell delicious?
It smells like fall in here. And
Oh.
I was watching the new Real Housewives the other night, and they went to the Hamptons in the fall. And I was like, oh my God, I want to go to the Hamptons in the fall and be rich and smell harvest apple candles and have it be cool out and go for a walk.
Oh man. All right.
But
So like
it's still summer.
I am totally gonna miss East Coast autumn, like the autumn over here.
There you
Not
are.
that West Coast doesn't get it, just not where I'm gonna be. You know what I mean? So like I'm gonna miss that. But what's really nice is like I'm not gonna have to deal with negative temperatures or the teens temperatures. Like I think the coldest it gets there is like the low 40s, and I'm totally okay with it.
I don't know if I'll be okay with that. I like to have seasons change, changing seasons.
Still get the cold. I just won't have to deal with the blistering cold.
Well, yeah. Well, you have to
I'm
tell
not
me
trying
how.
to get out of my car and have my breath taken away because of the bitter cold air.
Take my breath away.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, before we go, I'm gonna read a nice DM that we got from a listener on Instagram. And I honestly don't remember if I read this or not. So
Okay. Oh, we really need to start marking these.
I know. Well, it was sent on July 13th, so I'm pretty sure that we didn't read it yet. So this is from a listener named Anne, and she wrote, "I absolutely love your podcast. I grew up on Cape Cod, and I was 14 when the show premiered. I fell in love instantly with the show, and I thought it was so cool that it was taking place where I lived. I was and always will be a Pacey girl. I could rewatch season 3, episode 23, True Love, over and over again. Keep up the great,
Yes.
keep up the great work. The podcast is so fun to listen to." That's so sweet.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Anne, so much for sending us that DM. We really appreciate it, and we're glad that you love listening to us. It makes us feel really good about
It
ourselves.
makes us want to talk more.
It does.
Who knew that we could talk so much?
By the way, this the week that we're recording this, we're putting out episode 3, which has our special guest Aubrey Williams on, who did
Did you have to think about
Actuaryography.
it for a second? Were you going to say Audrey? Did I almost
No,
get you?
I was like, should I say her last name? And I was like, duh.
Oh, that's what you were doing. Oh, okay.
But it's the episode where we did extra work on, and it's a very long episode.
We're warning you guys now, but it's worth it because we're worth
And if you want to go listen to the full extended episode,
it. God help you.
you can join our Patreon and go listen to some fun behind the scenes stories that we brought up about our time in Wilmington, North Carolina. That most likely will not be in the regular episode when we put it out on Friday. So, go over to our link tree and join at our $5 level, and you'll have early access, and then you'll get exclusive bonus content every month. Because right now we're recapping the 2002 WB suspense drama titled Glory Days by Kevin Williamson. So yeah, go over there and check that out. We would greatly appreciate it. But Jamie, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Jaylin underscore book lover.
Beautiful.
Well, thanks.
And if you want to follow us, you can find us on Instagram at Creek Talk Podcast. And we are on Threads now at Creek Talk Podcast.
We are on friends.
You can
Don't ask me how
also
to use it. I don't know.
I know, I just post stuff on there. Still don't get it. You can also find us on Twitter, aka X now, at Creek Talk Pod.
They
And
really update the name to X instead of Twitter? Like, I'm so
oh, it's so
confused.
stupid. It makes no sense. I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
And you can also join our Facebook group and engage with us over there. That would be great. And if you want to send us any type of feedback or any type of story you want us to read on our next episode, you can send that to creektalkpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And if you're feeling super generous, you could leave us a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, because we would love you forever and ever and ever and ever.
Not that we don't already love you forever and ever and ever, because we do, because you're still here.
Exactly. After two Thank years. You. After two long years of doing this podcast.
We're doing something right, Steven. We're doing something right.
Two long years. I feel like it just went by so fast. It's crazy.
It has. It doesn't feel like it's been long.
It doesn't at all. I was being funny.
You're just being such a funny guy.
All right. Well, we are so tired because we started so late, because we are just jabberjaws over here. But we hope everybody has a great weekend, and thank you for listening. And everybody, just, you know, be happy that I got a new car and Jamie's watching Friends. And we'll be back next week with an all new episode of Creek Talk Podcast. Bye.
Creek Talk Podcast. Yeah.
I thought I'd change it up.
Well, you definitely changed it up, all right.
I'm glad.
Oh, good. I think everybody will like it.
Creek Talk, talking about the creek. Creek Talk, talking about the creek. Talking about Dawson's Creek.